Hey there, cannabis aficionados. Welcome back to Cannabis Insider, your go-to source for all things cannabis. I'm Abby Higginbotham, and as always, I'm joined by my brilliant co-pilot, Patso Little. Today's episode promises to be inspiring, so buckle up as we explore athletics and cannabis wellness.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Abby. We have a special treat for you today. Joining us are Calvin Johnson Jr. and Rob Sims, former Detroit Lions teammates and founders of Primitive Performance, a plant-based product line designed for high-performance athletes. So get ready to hear firsthand about their journey from NFL to pioneering in the cannabis industry. Let's go. Hey, Rob, Calvin. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good to see you.
It's fantastic to have you guys on the show. So yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Okay, so to begin, transitioning from NFL careers to cannabis entrepreneurship, it's quite a unique transition. So let's talk about Primitive. Tell us more about it. What inspired you both to take this path?
I think that, just starting from the beginning, we started by putting together a team because we felt like we knew what a good and bad team looked like with the opportunity that we had to begin in the cannabis industry and with a vision to create, innovative products, to be able to educate, and to be a great collaborative partner in this industry. We proceeded out to build that team, it started with just building out the cannabis side of the business in order to get to the innovation in that part of the business that we're at, where we're at now, and creating these new partnerships, creating these new innovative products. At the end of the day, we created these products because, these are the things that we use. We're professional athletes, but now we're able to add this anti-inflammatory component to it to just empower those products that athletes were using during our time and are still using today. So that's what's exciting about being here in this industry.
Yep.
Thank you.
I think I've always been passionate about the plant and what the plant's medicinal uses could be used for. I saw it help me in my own personal life, my own career. And then just been real passionate about entrepreneurship, NFL players, professional athletes transitioning into whatever their new careers. I've been passionate about all of that. And what better place for us to really, grab the bull by the horns, us do it ourselves and build something that is pretty amazing what we've been able to build in such a short time.
Absolutely.
And thank you guys for breaking that down. And, digging into something you've already both mentioned is, since your time as players, how has the perception of cannabis in professional sports kind of changed since you started this company? And I guess, follow up to that, what role do you think products like yours play in that shift?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen and I can just speak from the NFL's perspective, we've seen the NFL change the amount of nanograms you can have in your system. So, players can essentially have a little bit more in their system. They're a little bit more forgiving with the policy now. It's not just automatic, not that it was ever automatic suspension, but the penalty is lessened. So there's a little bit of education going around so that so that the league is understanding that there is some health benefit here. Now, when will the league get rid of their whole policy? I'd imagine it'll probably be the last league to do it, but at least they're making movement in the right direction based off of the information that's out there.
Yeah, I think as we see like the world changing their perception, and line one of our VMC is change the stigma. Just because, we're both family men that have at least tried to do the right thing over time that happened to use cannabis, right? And I think that more people can benefit from it. If we can kind of be the light in a world that has been looked down upon for whatever reason and really bring light to what this is and what the plant can actually do, I think that's just great. And the fact that, sports is one of those avenues, those first avenues that, we believe that would be, receptive to it. They're starting to come around like we thought they would. And, sports is it's going to be a great platform to really be able to show what the plant can do from a performance and just really helping people in general.
No, I couldn't agree more. Yes, it is. The cultural role you have right now, it has a really big impact. So, You just mentioned your partnerships, and one of them is one that really caught my attention is the one you did with Harvard to study the medicinal effects of cannabis. Calvin, you talked about your work during your Hall of Fame induction speech. What is that aspect of your work and advocacy so important to you? To you too?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, a big part of removing the stigma and changing perspectives is just the education and the information that is out there. So being able to, you know, have our platform and use it to help disseminate the education behind it, you know, to help support the information that's going out by these institutions, you know, that's everything, you know, just that's the biggest part of this is just awareness, you know, and that's what we're doing. Our biggest part, that's the biggest part about this is just creating awareness. And then we were made aware, as I spoke to, I don't even know if it was this call or another one, but, you know, we were made aware of just delivery methods, you know, just being a part of those consortiums and understanding how to best treat our patients or the consumer by giving them something that's most efficacious for them and a natural alternative at that.
It's fantastic to see you two with just, you know, you guys are being humble about it, but with such successful careers and backgrounds, you know, put a focus on this, destigmatize. And I want to talk about the product, though, going back into it, cannabinoids. And when developing your topical products, what specific athletes, like, needs do athletes need to address? And what does this help address? And how did you kind of decide to make that blend of cannabinoids like CBD, CBG, CBC, and CBN? I believe I got that all.
Yep,
right?
Yep, you got it.
You know, I think, you know, the one thing you notice as an athlete, you know, week in and week out, and what you really deal with is swelling and inflammation. You know, that actually really causes the most pain or the most trouble that we would see as we would play. So, you know, that was really our focus. We knew that if we could reduce the inflammation, we could reduce the pain. And, you know, that's where we really focused on finding cannabinoids that had anti-inflammatory properties and just really putting it all together. Because, you know, like Calvin said, we had an opportunity to kind of see what the plant can do, not where the plant was at, you know, what real researchers were focused on doing, where they were headed. And we've got a commercial spin on it for what we do. But, you know, really that was our big thing. Like how many of these, you know, cannabinoids can we get in there? How can we pack it with the most? How can we have the right PLO base? How can we, you know, not go cheap on the product to make sure we have something special for athletes? So I think that is that's really where that's really where it all stems from, is that we just really wanted to cut down on the inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's products that we use. That's why it's so organic to us, is because we use, I mean, to this point, we use the topicals to put on the knee to loosen it up to get it going, or, you know, afterwards the cooling effect. You know, they have all the heating and cooling effects to these topicals, but there's nothing with an anti-inflammatory component out there. So we could easily supercharge these products that are on the market, both with the topical and the ORS, our rehydration solution, both targeting inflammation superficially and internally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And for what you're saying, I mean, your personal experience really, really helped shape developing the product. But I mean, do you also get into account any other feedback from other athletes or regular users, to actually shape the development of your product line?
You know, I think you got our first shot at a product. You know, obviously somebody starts using it and they go like, hey, I wish it was in this application, or this application, or this application. And, you know, I think that's next for us. I mean, you know, we've learned to take our time and do it right instead of, you know, just rushing. So I think as this being our first offering, I think as we keep getting back, you know, some of this, you know, evidence or people's testimonials, I think that will just continue to shape how we do different applications. What are the products we want to bring to the market? We already have a drink mix as well that's been on the market as well here in Michigan. That we're trying to reformulate and re-tinker with because we see some opportunities there. So, you know, perimeter performance is a broad way to saying we could put, you know, cannabis in any application. So it's really about when is the right time to bring the right application to the market.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I want to talk about something that's a It's not a why, because I think we know the why, but I want to know more about your recent partnership with the Detroit Tigers. And, you know, can you kind of discuss how it impacts Primitive's visibility and growth?
I mean, it puts us on a high level. I mean, it's, you know, it almost takes a full circle for us as an athlete to be, you know, go from the playing field to now, you know, to being in the rafters, you know, of all the games. It's special for us. Dang, hit me with your question again. Sorry.
Just your recent partnership with the Detroit Lions and how, you know, it impacts the brand. What was the goal with that? Obviously you guys have a tie with it. So, yeah. I mean, you know, was it your first thought of this is who we want to work with? Were they on board with it? And were there any, I guess, actually another question with this, is there any stigma with just cannabis in general brands that, you know, teams might be a little bit hesitant to, you know, jump on board with?
Well, to your last part, this is totally separate from the cannabis side of things. I mean, it has to be, you know, I guess, you know, MLB, not I guess, MLB will, they have no association with cannabis brands, but since we do have a CBD company, you know, that's what allotted us the opportunity to be able to take part in this and this partnership. But 100%, I mean, it gives us a ton of visibility. I mean, it's what we, I mean, set out to do in the beginning. It's part of our vision, is to be able to be in these kind of partnerships with the likes of professional teams and collegiate teams. But even more so than that, I think it speaks to our culture and to our people that, you know, the things that we've set out to do, the things that we put in our mission and vision, you know, it's not happening overnight, but we're knocking those things off. We are accomplishing, we're pushing forward to accomplish the things that we set out to do here in this industry. So it's great for us visibility-wise. It gives us a ton of visibility. It gives us a great opportunity to promote sales and all of that. But when I'm sitting here thinking about it, I just think about what it does for our internal team, just to see where we were and where we are now.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. You know, in the end of the day, we're breaking barriers. Right. And at the end of the day, we were saying, you know, the plant and compounds of the plant and what you can do with CBD and other minors, that they belong in the mainstream. And we built a clean enough brand that they could be in the stadium where there's kids walking by and grandmas are walking by and they can recognize that clean brand and go, OK, I can learn a little bit more of CBD. They can put their guard down, so to speak. So when you're truly, you know, like breaking barriers and you really have an opportunity that a lot of companies like yours don't have, I mean, it's just so important to leverage that. And like I'm saying, you know, we really got to knock it out the park. That's the other piece of it, right? You know, the visibility and what it's going to take. Primitive is going to take it to great places and great lengths. And Calvin always used to say, hey, we get one of these in the boat, we'll get the rest. And we're starting to see that happen. Now it's time to be strategic and to perform. You know, that's the biggest piece of it. You know, we got to, now that we've been allotted this, we have to win. And that is where our focus is now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we are definitely going through some really important times right now in terms of cannabis policy. I assume you must be following the recent changes in cannabis regulation and all the discussion around the DEA rescheduling. And I want to ask you about that. How do you see the policy landscape evolving, and what impact do you think it will have on companies like Primitive?
I mean, obviously the 280E tax, I mean, declassifying is going to affect that. And that's a benefit for a lot of companies. But I mean, with the ongoing legalization, what is the government? I mean, the big question is, what is the government going to do? How are they going to treat it? Are they going to allow states to do what they want to do, what they do as they do with other statutes, you know, when it comes to regulation? Are the states going to have their ability to say what they want to do, or is it just going to be one legal mandate? I think all that, you know, is still a question in the air. So, but, you know, as obviously, you know, it's a step forward, you know, with rescheduling.
Yeah, to piggyback, no more questions than there are answers, for sure, with this happening. But to that point, I think, you know, that's an even a more of amazing thing that we've been able to accomplish this before all that changed. You know, so I think that's just the thing. I mean, we've learned now to be nimble. You know, this is a, not only is this a new business for us, right? It's a new industry for everybody, mm-hmm. regulators included. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of going back to the drawing board, but you know, whatever it is, we'll be prepared for it and we'll move accordingly.
Mm-hmm. That's the right mindset to have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And final question for you both. What's the future look like for the company? Are there any new products or partnerships or markets that you're maybe aiming to explore that you can give our viewers a little bit of a tease into?
Yeah, I mean, we feel like we have a technology that can apply and it has a lot of tentacles, you put it like that. There's a lot of uh-huh. products that can be created from this. And, you know, we're just scratching the surface, fortunately for us, and look forward to the growth. You know, without delving into the new products and put on the information out there. But, you know, it is exciting because this technology can go into so many different products that are, one, currently on the market. But, you know, like we're with our focus and creating products that the professional athlete can use. And it's professional. I mean, they're good for the professional athlete, but they're good for everyday wear and tear for anybody that, you know, has the arthritis or any other bumps and superficial bruises of the world. So, just decided to, like I say, bring out a host of products, create regimens for professional athletes. And as Rob spoke to earlier, we're going to listen to what the market says as well.
All right. Well, both of you, thank you so much, Calvin and Rob, for sharing this and your experience today. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That was another great episode of Cannabis Insider. Thank you to Calvin and Rob for joining us today and diving deep into the world of cannabis wellness products and athletic recovery.
Absolutely, Pato. I agree with that. Their expertise and experience as former professional athletes, I think, really kind of gives a different perspective to that, mm-hmm. especially with recovery and how cannabis can kind of help that. And just kind of seeing those voices, people with a big background like that, very successful mm-hmm. background like that, hyping up cannabis, getting rid of a stigma, and just all parts of the plants being able to be used. So,
we were in a time where we see cannabis impacting much more and much deeper into professional sports leagues. So, yeah, it's definitely a step forward and a great inclusion to our podcast to have them here.
And thank you to all our dedicated buds for joining us today. Stay connected with us on our social media to stay up to date on the latest and greatest in cannabis news. Stay knowledgeable, stay green, and until next time.
See ya.